Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Yes. Got a little musical sketch to start you off.
Yes, we have. We've been preparing this, haven't we, Dave and, yep. and Helen? We've got this all ready to go. Yep.
Yeah. Ready? This is in musical form, Saturday, December the 19th, 2020.
Everywhere you go.
That was it. That was fun, wasn't it?
Christmas
Saturday was fun.
2020. Saturday was, yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Big day.
Big day, wasn't it? Big day. Did we all enjoy the press conference? Great one, wasn't it? One of our favourites.
Loved it.
Tippity top, tippity top. Yeah, genuinely. I'd say it's the first time actually that I've been genuinely quite upset.
Yeah.
Like it's been a fucking terrible year, but I've been very much trying to be sort of, you know, keep calm and carry on vibes.
Yeah.
You know, oh, it's fine. You know, we're all healthy and it's all nice. And then Saturday was just
big, bit steaming, depressing.
Have big you seen what's turd, wasn't it?
Have you seen what's number two in the charts and hopefully soon to be number one?
No.
Is Boris Johnson is a frigging cunt. I tried to say a different word to the rude word, but it just was the same.
No, we can't. We might have to beep out Boris Johnson. That's probably the solution to that. But, so I didn't know about that. There's a song called BJ is a C.
It's an F and C.
F and C. Oh, getting the F and C. Oh, great. Well, that's good news.
So it's not all bad.
You know, it's an angry, you know, punk was born out of the political agitation of the 70s, you know, and in many ways, maybe there'll be a new musical form that comes out of
Bozo. Just people Bozo. Screaming.
Yeah, and it's just people screaming the C-bomb.
Oh, I didn't realise that was already a song. There you go.
There you are.
That's very funny. So Charlie Brooker tweeted about it about a month ago.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a song that already existed by a band called the KUNTSs.
Mm-hmm.
We're a very family-friendly show, as we know on this podcast, Never Swear. Yeah. And yeah, so there you go. It probably will be number one, won't it?
Dropping the K-bomb then, not the C-bomb.
Dropping the K-bomb. Anyway, looking in front of me, Tom, I would suggest that it looks like we've been sponsored finally.
I'm dropping the B-bomb on the show today.
It's absolutely not true. We haven't been sponsored, but we have just spent our own money on, I'd say, gallons and gallons of novelty Baileys, haven't we?
Absolutely, 100%. Do you want to tell the listeners what the WhatsApp that I just sent you and Helen?
Yes, well, let's take it back to the start of the Bailey saga. So we enjoy Baileys, don't we, me and you, Tom?
Just had my first, sorry, I'm skipping it to the end of the saga, but I've just had my first sip.
No, first sips. We're doing this. This is the whole thing.
Sorry. Can I stress?
Call yourself a pro.
I'll spit it out.
I've been waiting off on this, so we do the first sip together, like a testing.
That's bad. That's poor Bailey's etiquette there. Sorry, everybody.
What are you doing? What are you
Sorry,
playing?
Mate. It was a very tiny sip, if that's any consolation. Oh, right, it's nice, though. It's good.
No consolation.
Right,
no.
It's ruined. I'm just going to have to drink
Christmas
some now.
Christmas is
absolutely ruined.
Oh, God. It was.
God. That's Tom Price is an effing stay.
What's the flavour? It's a specific flavour, isn't it?
Well, I had a whole story ready to go, Helen. There was a whole format to this bloody episode.
I've broken the narrative.
It's been ruined.
Come on.
Anyway, we found some novelty Baileys and we're going to drink them. That's it.
I mean, there you go. To be fair, that is a story. It's hard to turn that into a big story. But, I mean, Dave, you are the one who spotted the one that I am about to have my first sip of. Which is the chocolate. What's it called? Like chocolate intense or something?
A chocolate lux.
Chocolate lux. And then what did you discover?
And then I discovered, well, there's an extra part to this story that you're not even aware of yet, Tom. Then I discovered there was a limited edition called Red Velvet Cupcake Baileys.
Yeah.
Which I've now poured into my glass. Is that the one you just had a sip of?
No. I've had chocolate Lux. I haven't gone for the red velvet.
Oh, you've not had red velvet yet?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. There we go.
I'll put some chocolate Lux in my chocolate glass. And I've got two glasses of ice here in front of me.
Right.
Two bottles of Baileys. It's going to be a great podcast, guys.
What a good day. Yeah, what a good day.
What I love about the Baileys, several things about drinking Baileys that I enjoy. First of all, it really annoys people who think that men should only drink beer. That's the first thing that I enjoy. Because it is, like, people like my cousin David in Cornwall cannot believe that I drink Baileys.
Really?
Know, oh, yeah. And that compromises my masculinity. So that's, I enjoy winding up.
God, he wouldn't enjoy all the drinks I enjoy, basically.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. You've got
I don't really drink beer. I'm very much a white wine / vodka soda
Chardonnay,
/ you know,
rosé.
Baileys /
yeah.
Amaretto. I love an amaretto.
Yeah. You've got, you know, you've got a gender evolving palate from about the 1950s. But nowadays, Dave, fine, unless you are my cousin who lives in Cornwall.
Yeah, that's mad, isn't it?
But also the other thing I really enjoy about Baileys is basically you're having some pudding and then you get a bit drunk off pudding.
Mm. Yeah, it's great, isn't it? I actually was going to have a little chocolate Baileys last night, but then I had too much actual chocolate that I felt too sick and I couldn't have a chocolate Baileys. It was very Christmassy.
So this is my thing, controversially. I don't mind Baileys, but it's a bit like Guinness where it does feel like a substantial meal and so you can only have a bit of it before you want to sort of throw up everywhere.
Mm. Well, I've got two glasses now. So I mean, I've had the chocolate Lux before, which is, I recommended the chocolate Lux to Tom about 2 weeks ago.
Well, I've just had my first ever sip, Dave. I don't know if you heard me.
You haven't actually had the chocolate one yet?
No, it's the first time I've ever had a sip of chocolate Lux Baileys. Oh, you heard it live on the podcast. And it was very nice indeed, actually. Very nice. There is no difference, apart from these slight alcoholic after effects. It just tastes like a nice chocolate milkshake.
It's a chocolate milkshake, isn't it? Yeah.
And I like them.
Can I ask about quantity of your glass? Because I always thought you were only supposed to shot Baileys. But is that just...
Do you
have a full glass?
I've got it in a whiskey tumbler with a bit of ice. So it's sort of like imagine a double, you know?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
that's what I've gone
nice,
for.
Classic.
A double measure with ice.
A couple of inches of Baileys, probably made bigger by the ice melting, but it's...
Yeah.
I can see, actually, I can watch the ice melting into the Baileys.
Well, yes, the chocolate one, this is what I've noticed, the chocolate one sort of separating as the ice melts. Is that how many to you?
Yeah, that's what I'm watching now. My God, this is... There's watching paint dry and there's watching ice melt in Baileys. That is the new... Goodness me, that's very... Yeah, it's like a sort of lava lamp.
This is... I was reminded of the... One of the things that shook the nation this year was when this morning, a woman on This Morning, some sort of fridge expert, did the sort of, do you store things in the fridge or not? And everyone went nuts for it. Mm. And then everyone went nuts again when it was on Gogglebox. And then it's been on Gogglebox's review of the year last week, which is what brought it back to me.
Ketchup's got to go in the fridge, FYI.
The things that were revealed on that bit, like the ketchup was the least of the controversies, I think, because people have been having that.
What was the most controversial? I missed this. What was
cucumber?
The
cucumber?
That has to go in the fridge.
Room temperature, otherwise it gets mushy. According to the food scientists, cucumber should not go in the fridge. I mean, I detest cucumber with all my heart.
It
does get mushy, actually, eventually.
Right? It's supposed to be stored at room temperature. And then the absolute pièce de résistance, nuts.
No, who puts nuts in the fridge?
People that apparently know how to correctly store nuts.
Nuts should be stored in the fridge.
To. Yeah, nuts are supposed to be stored in the fridge.
All forms of nuts.
Honestly, I was too busy shouting at the television by then. I didn't pick up on the details.
Did they say anything about peanut butter?
No, but that's a nut fridger, right?
No, I haven't got
sure.
No, because
EB in the cupboard, right?
Yeah, totally. Ditto Nutella. Every now and again, Elaine Page puts the Nutella in the fridge.
The Nutella.
Yeah, no. And I had to tell her no Nutella. It makes Nutella just like concrete, and it's maddening.
But anyway, so the Baileys one is also a tricky one, Baileys, isn't it? Where do you put your Baileys, Tom?
It's got to live in the fridge, Dave, off of cream, innit? And milk.
Interesting. Turn your chocolate Lux bottle around, though, and read the store between instructions to me, would you?
Oh, I can't. It's downstairs. Why? What does it say? What would it say were it here?
Store between 5 to 25 degrees centigrade. So actually, it doesn't need to be kept in the fridge.
Yeah, but give me your once opened sub-paragraph.
No, that's it. That's exactly it.
Shit off. Really?
Yeah. I've got to say, I'm surprised that you've put ice in the Baileys. I would always have my Baileys room temperature.
No, it's lovely. It's nice. It's, yeah, because I tell you why it's nice, because it's sort of slowly... In many ways, it gives you a little Bailey's inflation. It just keeps, it's almost like you have a sip and you come back to it and it's still got the same amount in it because the ice is slowly melting.
It's watered down.
Yeah, yeah, I like it.
So yeah, Bailey's doesn't, because I don't think, my parents will correct me if I'm wrong here, and they do listen, so please do let me know. But I don't think we used to keep our Baileys in the fridge as a child. As, not that I was having Baileys as a child.
Let's go to Dave's house. His parents do the best milkshakes. Yeah, come on. Amazing.
But yeah, I don't remember us necessarily storing it in the fridge. And then I sort of, I think I did what you did, Tom, when I started to think about it myself. I was like, oh, it's got, yeah, it's got milk, it's got cream in it, hasn't it? So
I'm sure it was supposed to be in the fridge. But that is great news for the fridge sitch at the moment, because we had
the too full, isn't it?
The big shop arrived on Friday, and oh, I mean, you see above, we always are full and frank about our about money things on this show, because I think money is fascinating. People don't talk about it enough, and we spent, guess how much we spent on the big family shop. Bearing in mind, we're all stuck at home now, so we're not seeing. Just we were going to go to my just for us. We were going to my brother's on Christmas Day. Obviously, that's not now happening. So we are in. This is like a week and a bit's worth of stuff for Christmas. You're probably going to go in too high and ruin the story. That's absolutely fine.
Yeah, it's at least £200 though, right?
Higher.
What?
Higher. Yeah.
What? Yeah. I was going to go for 150. Okay, no, 280.
Go but higher.
412.
Lower.
372.
350.
What
pounds.
Have you bought?
A lot of Baileys. just bags and bags.
Well,
of
you can keep it all in the cupboard.
The kids are starving.
The Christmas booze does really bump up the price. That's the thing.
Definitely. Yeah, Beth bought gin and stuff like that. You just do when there's four of you and you just kind of go a bit crazy, really. And
we've how got, many of you are actually drinking the alcohol? That's
all four of us. That's where they sleep beautifully. No, just two of us drinking alcohol. But you know, there's an acceptance, isn't there, that you won't drink it all over Christmas? Am I being naive?
Well, I've got two bottles of Baileys open in front of me, so it's a great start. It's a,
to be clear, 2 p.m. on a Sunday when we're
20th of December when we're recording this.
So the big shop arrived on Friday night, and I got a bottle of Baileys out.
Where's it from, by the way?
The big shop.
Yeah.
So that was an Ocado.
Okay.
No. It was an Ocado.
No, it was £350.
Yeah, that was for things. Yeah, it was for two loaves of bread and some gin. So thanks, Ocado. At least I'm firmly middle class but broke.
Well, I've got a quandary now that I don't know what to do with my big shop, because I've got a click and collect for 22nd of December to pick up.
Oh, lovely. Where from?
From Waitrose.
Mm-hmm.
Just sure. not
also snazzy.
Well, yeah,
podcasting paying well.
Not really because of the snazziness or indeed the expense. More just because it was the only one. It was basically the latest deadline one.
Right. Yes,
and I ordered it all on the Waitrose deadline day, which was very much past the deadline day of every other shop.
So this is for how many? This is for you and Sarah.
Well, originally it's supposed to be for me, Sarah, Claire off of Flutes, and Claire off of Flutes' husband, who was going to come up.
Oh, lovely!
Because she's been living here, and then obviously that's all gone to pot now. So.
So no flautist.
So it's now me and my vegan sister with a turkey for six.
That's amazing.
Great. I mean, in the same way that, you know, Boris tried to push this idea of a COVID window where COVID didn't exist over Christmas, could you do the same for vegans?
Yeah. So just, I mean, the turkey's there, isn't it? If veganism's on moral grounds, which I believe it is, then, you know, the turkey's there. It's cooked, isn't it?
It's already dead. It's very like wasted. I don't know about how long does turkey last? How long does the flesh take to decay?
Oh, what a way of putting it. Thing is, I'm not even that fussed about turkey. It was only really because Claire and her husband were coming that they were turkey keen. I'd have been happy with a nut roast.
What are you going to do with your excess turkey, Dave? This is a serious question.
Well, so this is now the thing is that I've not even picked it up yet. I've got a click and collect which has all the vegan bits in plus the turkey. And can I refuse acceptance of the turkey on the day? How does it work? I feel like I shouldn't have a turkey now.
And also, what one should do in that situation is go, well, do you know what? I've got some spare food and there's people who are hungry. Go and find some homeless people or whatever. But it's not a good look to just walk up to a homeless guy or girl and hand them a massive turkey for six.
Well, uncooked as well, yeah. It's tricky, isn't it?
It's just tricky. You could put it on your head and do a dance.
Aww, do you know what? I've just had a second thought as well.
Fucking hell. It's taken 9 months.
Well, no, this is an absolute shambles. It goes back to the fact that we ordered on the deadline day.
Yeah.
But Claire and I were both putting in separate orders to just try and grab whatever was left.
Oh, mate.
So we've basically got... I've only got half an order. I was just grabbing the bits. Between us, we had a full dinner.
So you're going to do that thing of the food's going to arrive and you're going to say, I need to go out to the shops to get something for lunch.
Should I just check what I've actually ordered?
Yeah, and wonderful. Also, I don't know how click and collect works. Can you change? Is it too late to change?
I don't know.
What you should do, Dave, have six or seven big slugs on the Baileys before you go back in to start shopping. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Side note, can someone tell me how the red velvet Baileys is? Is it nice?
Yes, that's not a side note. That's headline news.
Yeah, well, that's going to be the sort of second half, isn't it? After the ads, is it red velvet?
I reckon he drinks red velvet.
How are you? Have you got two glasses, Tom, or are you mixing and matching?
No. I've just got one. I've got one with chocolate in. I haven't opened the red. That's downstairs.
Down the chocolate and then get the red velvet out.
Oh, my God. I can't go and get the red velvet as well. Can I? I'll be absolutely fit-chased.
I've got the red velvet here, ready to go. Well, shall I just test it and let you know what it's like? Then?
Yeah, I'd like you to. Yeah, I will have some, but I can't do it yet because I've got an afternoon of childcare and I genuinely can't be tipsy.
Oh, that is delightful.
Oh, is it?
Oh, is it good? Is it velvety and red?
Oh, it's basically a strawberry milkshake in the way that the chocolate one's a chocolate milkshake, but it's wonderful.
Oh, is it really?
Are they paying you to do this, or are you just...
No, really not. No one's ever paid us to do anything.
Anything. And I've been talking about Baileys on Magic as well, my radio show, loads, because I've got nothing else to talk about, and I'm obsessed with Baileys. And I'm like, where's my money, Baileys? Where's my money?
So I've just got my order up. Oh, my days. So we ordered 9 things, right? This is just for Christmas Day. And Claire ordered 5 of them, and I ordered 4 of them. And between us, it made an entire dinner for 4 people, vegan and non-vegan.
Good.
But all I've got on my... So I've got the vegan nut roast, so Sarah will be happy. That's fine.
Great.
I've also got a vegan festive wreath, which I believe is just stuffing, basically.
Right.
Then I've got 6 portions of pork sausage meat, which I don't even remember ordering.
That is nice. That's good stuff, though. That's good stuff.
And then I got 24 chocolate profiteroles. That's it. That's all I've got.
Fair, what a Christmas dinner. That is pretty.
Yeah,
but pretty
you forget that she can't eat the profiteroles or the pork sausage meat portions.
Oh, Sarah, no.
So she's just got a nut roast and then a second sort of stuffingy nut roast thing.
Wow.
And I'm just eating 24 profiteroles on my own with 6 portions of sausage meat.
What a good day.
What a tragic Christmas day that is.
You've got the Baileys, that's all that matters.
That is so true. Put it all in a bowl, pour it in Baileys, cover it in Baileys, and then it's a trifle.
Well, not to over Baileys this episode of Cabin Fever.
Drowned in Baileys,
late,
which is how I would like to die. There you are, Baileys. There's your new slagline. I've been drinking.
Adverts. Take a breather,
there's
everyone.
There's your new slagline. Oh, God, drink Baileys. Bye-bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What I was going to say before the ads and the
me saying slag.
Yes. is that the chocolate Baileys gives you, I'd say, 3 serving suggestions that I would expect. Delicious over ice is one. Divine in hot chocolate, of course. Mm-hmm. And delectable over ice cream, which I've not tried, but I can imagine is wonderful.
Do you think if you leave it long enough, it goes hard? That's the best ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Like when you put fudge sauce on.
Don't. Stop it.
But the red velvet Baileys. Mm. So one of their suggestions is on the rocks. Yeah, sure. Fine. Red velvet cupcake over ice. Second suggestion is cupcake shot.
Yeah.
Cupcake shot.
Which is where you put 50 mils of Baileys red velvet cupcake and top it with whipped cream.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the last one is festive baking.
Whoa, what?
Am I baking with Baileys?
Wait, is it going in a cake?
I think so, yeah.
Does it lose the alcohol, though, if it goes into the cake? Doesn't it sort of get burnt off?
I've never really understood that.
This has sort of got a bit creepily quiet, hasn't it?
Oh, has it? Yeah, sorry, yeah, right. I'm just going to pour a second glass of red velvet Baileys.
Turns out Baileys at 2 p.m. on a Sunday. Absolute peak Christmas. This is the first time you can do something and go, and this is one of my favourite things about Christmas, the moment when you first go, oh, it's Christmas.
Oh, I had that about 3 days ago when I was doing some quite important work for our company, and I had previously bought, I just spotted a box of After Eight mints in Sainsbury's as I was grabbing some snacks, and I bought a box of After Eight mints, and they were just on the table next to me, and I thought, I'll have one at 2 p.m. and then by about 2:35 I'd finished the whole box, and I was like, I'm just sitting here at 2 p.m. on a Wednesday afternoon and I've eaten an entire box of After Eights.
Everyone knows that means after 8 a.m. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't feel bad, Dave. It's a great moment. And also, I know full well that you were possibly doing compliance for one of our comedy shows.
Absolutely. So actually, legal compliance. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Legal compliance. So I'm sort of glad you went for that, because I was worried you were going to say, yeah, I was drinking Baileys whilst doing legal compliance, which could possibly sink our company because we wrote that song called Boris Johnson's an effing cat. Oh, well, that's nice. That's good. I'm glad the chocolate helped that go. Listen, there's something we need to address, isn't there, Dave and Helen? There's something which, you know, a lot of people will be listening to this waiting to hear from one of the biggest podcasting events of the year.
If not the biggest,
probably the biggest. And that was the other day when three of us hosted a it wasn't Fun Time Friday. It was a feast, wasn't it? Feast Time Friday. Why didn't we call it that, Dave?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
The Baileys has helped your creative juices.
Hasn't it just? This is how you become an alcoholic, isn't it? Imagine if I end up, if I lose everything and become destitute because I become an addict to Baileys.
It's the least rock and roll version of sort of like, you know, the Beatles writing everything on LSD. It's like you're like, I wrote my entire new Edinburgh show on Baileys.
Doing a podcast on Baileys. That is the Beatles on LSD. So we hosted a Zoom quiz, not a Zoom quiz, like just a Zoom feast, and everyone met and it was brilliant. We had, how many lucky listeners did we allow into the VIP?
I think 10 we allowed in, did we? I can't remember.
Yeah, we had 10. We had 10 people.
It was so nice. It was lovely.
It was absolutely brilliant. Everyone was lovely. It was also heartwarming afterwards on the WhatsApp group that me, Dave and Helen share, because we were all three of us just buzzing and saying, that was so lovely. Everyone's so nice. Oh my God, I can't believe that. Mm-hmm. Like, we've connected with all these people, and it's just, it makes this nonsense almost worthwhile. And the plan was to get the audio, wasn't it, Dave?
Well, it sort of was the plan, but it was... Yeah.
It's what we told people on the day. We were like, yeah, we're going to use this as the podcast.
Yeah, we did record it all, didn't we?
Also, people were really at the top of their game. They were more prepared than you guys have ever been for a podcast episode. There were quizzes. Yes,
there were quizzes. People were dressed up. There were dogs ready to go.
Lots of pets, yeah. Lots of lunches.
So we recorded the whole Christmas lunch, and... The problem is, we recorded it on Zoom, and it turns out making that into a thing that's listenable is almost impossible. Lining up everybody's things, like Zoom just records in a really bizarre way. And for some reason, I think maybe people had like dropped off for a second and dropped back on, and it kept sort of, nothing was in sync. So you'd sync everything up and then it wasn't in sync. And anyway.
What a nightmare
to do.
So anyway, yeah, it turns out that actually listening back to a Zoom lunch isn't as good as being on one, because it is, you know, there was a lot of times, for example, when people were just holding up cats or showing us their lunch, or, you know, there's a lot of things that really lend themselves to the visual art form rather than the audio art form, you know?
Yeah. So we should sort of take you through some of the highlights. You know, anecdotally, for example, seeing Alistair and John in Peebles, both, despite the fact they don't live together, appearing to be in the same room.
Well, they were sort of sat at what looked like the opposite ends of the same bookcase. It basically, the entire room behind them looked exactly the same, didn't it?
Uncanny.
They did this very cute thing as well, where they both reached out their arms at the same time, and it looked like they were reaching through the screen to each other. It was very sweet.
That was great. That was
the whole thing was so lovely, actually, wasn't it? It was just so lovely.
And we had Tom and song.
There was a festive song. Yeah, well, was that when Tom and Fulham stepped up with the violin and Alistair got his banjo out, right?
Alistair got his banjo out.
And then we had Caroline off of the Compendium.
Yes, we did the second half of the Compendium, which is available on our Twitter.
So good.
Mm-hmm. We had a number of quizzes, which were excellently prepared. We had a Cabin Fever quiz. Yes. Do you know what? We had an Argos quiz we didn't even get to.
Oh no, we didn't get to the Argos quiz.
That's fine. That's a New Year's. That's a bit of New Year's content. Don't you flipping worry, everyone.
Fine.
No panicking. Same with postcard lottery. Everybody brought postcards, and we were on the Zoom for about an hour and a half, and suddenly realised, you know what, people have got things to do, and we hadn't even started postcard lottery. So
yeah,
we did a quick one.
Cornelius was there. We did a quick one with Lou.
With Lou, had a postcard from Wales.
Oh yeah, Porthmadog.
Porthmadog. Yeah, that was right, and.
That was nice.
But we've got a lot of postcards backed up for the new year now. So basically, guys, there's a lot of content still to come, I would suggest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cornelius was there displaying a very, very poor knowledge of the bill all the way through.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not a professional bill pundit at all, is he?
No. He knows very little about the bill, to be fair.
And John and Peebles brought us a bill quiz. Finally.
Well, Peebles sent us a bill quiz on Twitter DM back in April, I think.
Yes.
And we never got around to it for various reasons. And so we finally got to do that.
Yeah,
it's a two-question quiz. It's calling it a quiz as they're stretching it. It's a two-question.
It's a brace of questions, you know. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Something about Todd Carty off of EastEnders was one of them, wasn't it? Because he blew up the bill once and killed some regulars, playing someone else, not playing Mark from EastEnders, playing a different.
You said something when we were talking about that.
Yeah,
that stuck with me since, and I can't get out of my head.
Oh no, what did I do?
No, you talked about, and I've never. It's always just been part of my world that. Soap specials at Christmas basically involve a main character dying, but I'd never really clicked with like how bizarre that was.
Yeah. Like the British tradition, it's so bizarre.
A strange tradition,
isn't it? So odd. And I saw an advert for EastEnders or something, and at Christmas, and it clearly looks like everyone's going to die or something's going to happen awful. But it's just like, why is soap so tragic at Christmas?
Yeah. I know. It's unbelievable. It's like, oh, it's Christmas time. Let's massacre all the regulars who you know and love. Yeah. And we had this recently. Now, big spoilers coming for Death in Paradise here. Okay? Just going to warn you.
I'm taking my headphones off.
Oh, are you?
Yeah,
are
me
you
too.
Fan?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on, whoa. We're talking series two into series three.
Wait, who's the man in the suit in that bit? Is that Ben Miller?
So Ben Miller. Yeah.
Oh,
Have you watched Beyond Ben Miller?
Yeah.
Fine. So I started watching it from scratch with the boys, and they love it. They're obsessed with it. They love the cozy murder thing. They love the logic puzzle.
The cozy murder thing.
You know the cozy murder, but that's the thing. Cozy murder is a thing. Everyone loves a nice
Tom,
murder.
Some people will not have seen it, so I'm going to give you a 20-second window now to do the spoiler, and people can forward 20 seconds, and it starts now.
Ben Miller, who plays the detective in the first two series, dies, gets murdered himself at the beginning of the third series. So this character who you and your family have come to know and love gets stabbed with an ice pick. And it's horrendous to explain that to a five-year-old.
Three,
thanks for listening.
Two,
it's all because
one.
He was very warm in his suit.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the end of the spoilers. No more back referencing the spoilers, please. The window's closed.
But that is it, anyway.
But the soap thing is baffling.
He got very warm in his suit.
Yeah, he hated it. That's why he didn't want to do it anymore.
Guys, the window's closed.
No.
Oh, sorry. Oh God, what have I said?
You can bleep. Can you bleep that?
I'm editing you two out of this mostly because it's been an absolute shit show so far.
Okay, fine. Anyway, yes, there is a massacre. If you live in a soap opera, then the chances are you're going to die at Christmas.
Yeah, wild, huh? But why would I want to watch that? The only thing that vaguely cheered me up yesterday was the Strictly final after the shit show of the day. And that was just the opposite of people getting murdered, wasn't it? That was just people dancing and having a nice time. And even Tess Daly appeared to show some sort of emotion.
Oh my God. Hang on, that's a big spoiler there. We're not giving away who won.
Yeah, the sort of the Robotron 3000 almost sort of broke into a human emotion at one point. It was quite interesting.
Who won?
Oh, that's another bloody spoiler if you haven't seen, but Bill Bailey won.
There you go, also advertising Baileys.
Bill Bailey's. This is why we're drinking Baileys on the show. Come on, Tom, we could have thought about this.
Yeah, you could have had an excuse, but no.
We're celebrating Bill. That's what we're doing. But it was the Christmas feast with our friends. It was lovely, wasn't it? It was nice to see everyone.
It was so nice. It was so Christmassy and... lovely. And it's not often that you get to see the people who listen and have them talk back. And I always assume those people are going to hate us. I don't know why.
Yeah. It's an odd assumption to make that they come back every day for a year and you think they hate us. But sure, I do know what you mean. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But
it was
really nice
to see everybody and see everybody's pets and see everybody's houses and see everybody's faces and all of that.
Yeah. And also... had to have my son come on and play the Micro-Ave game and accidentally say an appalling word.
Yeah,
that was awkward, wasn't it? He didn't know. I went downstairs afterwards. So we played the Micro-Ave game. My son said a word, he was doing the Micro-Ave game, so he was saying a normal word weirdly, and he said a pretty bad word, and everyone laughed, and he just stood there going, what's happened? And when I went downstairs afterwards, he said, Daddy, why did everyone laugh? I know.
What did you say? Did you explain?
I said, because you accidentally said a rude word, but don't worry about it. And then he just sort of went, all right, and then carried on kicking a ball against a wall.
Oh, I love kids. I love
kids
that.
Kids are stupid.
Aren't they great?
Yeah. It's very easy. Parenting's dead easy. You just go, yeah, because you're an idiot. All the best.
Just for the last couple of minutes of the podcast, I'm trying something.
Yeah, go on.
I had about 10 millilitres of chocolate left in one glass and about 10 millilitres of red velvet in the other.
You can't do this.
I've done it. I've mixed
it. Mixing?
You're making a Bailey's cocktail?
Yep.
What colour does it go? Will you let us know?
Maverick.
It's sort of a dark pink.
Wow.
Oh, it's still great, guys. It's still great.
It's all going to be fine.
Also, as a non-Baileys fan, my plan was to get some oat milk and just put a shot of vodka in it, but I've decided that I do want to enjoy the rest of my day, so I've stayed out for the Baileys game.
A couple of things has happened here now. I've got to record another podcast in a minute. I'm doing my friend's podcast. So, yeah, I'm going to be a bit... I've also got a meeting later this afternoon.
Why have you got a meeting?
Because I'm doing the Great Big Owl account with Mark Haynes.
Oh, that's not a meeting. That's just a chat.
We've got to do the accounts, though, mate.
We haven't got any money. It's fine. It's easy.
Well, fine. Okay, I'm noting just down. Tom zeros. Does not want his money for my mate bought a toaster. That's a verbal agreement.
I haven't got. Do you know what? I've never taken any money from my mate bought a toaster. That's exciting.
And now you shall never, because you've just verbally agreed to never have it.
Oh, God.
So I'll be buying a couple of bottles of Baileys with that.
I need to lawyer up.
Will you say hi to Mark? Me and Tilly, who do another podcast under Great Big Owl, were talking about him yesterday and how much we miss...
You can say what it is. You can advertise it. It's called Bitchin'. It's
Bitchin'.
Very good.
We would always see Mark. He'd always let us in the office, and we love him.
In the old days.
Back Lovely in man. The olden times. Yeah. What a dude.
I will say hello. Yes, I absolutely will. And then breaking news, guys, which means I'll probably stop drinking the Baileys now.
You're pregnant.
My equivalent of that is kind of what's happened. Yeah.
You're getting another dog.
Getting another dog in an hour.
What?
You're getting another dog.
What, permanently?
No. So tier four equals Battersea need to foster all their dogs out again like they did in lockdown. So it looks like about 3:30, there's a dog arriving.
Oh, can
that
we have one?
That's brilliant news.
Yeah, do you want a dog?
Yeah, but we've got kids, and Battersea are very rightly strict about what dogs can go to people's houses with.
Price wants to foster a dog.
Did I tell you
Christmas?
That?
Yes, I will.
I really wanted to foster a dog, and so I emailed my residence association and asked if I could have a dog. And there was a big email exchange, and it got very confused until eventually I got the confirmation that they'd run it past the board, and I was allowed to have two cats. Which is not what I'd asked for. So if anyone wants to give me two cats.
That's so weird.
I know, they were like, we've signed it off and you can have two cats. So that's an equivalent to one dog.
Should I tell Sarah that you'll foster two cats for Christmas?
Yeah, go on.
Dave, can I just say, I'm absolutely serious. Hang on, I've got many, many questions racking up in my brain already. So you asked for a dog and they said you're fine to have two cats.
Yeah, that is wild, isn't
it? That's off the chart.
Bizarre.
I didn't know
what
to reply to that email. I was just like, thank you so much. Take care.
Could you get a dog and pop it in a cat costume?
Yeah, we'll cut it in half.
Yeah. So that's firstly there. Secondly, Dave, how long are you going to have the foster dog for? Like a week or 2 weeks or what?
I think probably for the duration of tier four, whatever that is.
Months.
So unknown, you know, it could be anything, couldn't we?
Months, years.
Well, if Sarah can find a dog which they are happy going to a house with kids in, which I know is a tricky thing with Battersea, then can you tell her to give me a call? Because I genuinely will have one, because we've got nothing else to do.
I've put in the request, don't worry. I think there might be a trick because you probably have to be a registered fosterer. Fine. I don't think they're taking on new people at the moment because they have to do home checks and all of that.
But which is tricky.
So that might be the problem.
Dave, that is such exciting news. Do you know, what their name is?
What are you having?
let's find out. What's the name of our new...
So much reading of text messages goes on this show.
Also, I love that
Buddy,
you don't ask that
Buddy,
yet.
We've got a Buddy.
Buddy.
Oh, he's a good boy.
Buddy and Herc can all be pals.
What kind of dog is he?
What kind of dog is he?
Is she replying live?
Yeah.
She's a very quick typer.
Well, yeah. She's you know, cut from the same cloth as Dave Cribb. Mm. Never wait more than a minute for Dave Cribb to reply to you. If it's more than a minute, chances are he's dead.
Hmm. Annoyingly, she just went offline then. So,
balls.
God, the suspense.
That's awkward. All right. Well, we'll have to wait until next episode.
What kind of dog do you think he is?
Probably Staffy Cross. Staffy Cross with a collie. Why not?
A whippet.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. Oh, replies in. He's a cockapoo.
Oh, cockapoo. Oh,
a small lovely. Cockapoo.
How old is he? How old?
How old?
God, this is the most boring episode yet. I can't believe you managed to trump. Really, really you funny. Think people become more fun when they drink alcohol, but this is the evidence that they absolutely do not.
No, people become more fun to themselves, but yeah. Not.
The two people who have been drinking Baileys are finding this hysterically funny.
I'm ready to leave.
It's just like
he's 4 years old, guys, and I don't want to get you all excited, but there's a WhatsApp picture coming your way in three, two. One.
Oh my gosh, he's gorgeous.
Oh, Dave.
He's gorgeous.
Has she replied about the Tom Price element of being able to foster a dog over Christmas?
She said she doesn't think they're taking on new foster homes, but she'll ask. Oh.
So he's sort of almost white, isn't he? But with black splodges and almost like a black helmet of black hair.
Oh, he's
what a
lovely.
Cute little. Look at his nose.
Oh, he's great.
I love that we said as well, we can't put the episode out of the Zoom because it was just people looking at their pets and making ooh noises.
Yeah.
This episode has descended into a Zoom call. All right, fine. Well, let's all go and we'll let Dave have an afternoon hangover, a sure sign that it's Christmas. Enjoy that, Dave Cribb. Helen Monks, what's your plan for the rest of this afternoon, please?
Just sit and stare at a wall, probably.
Great. I can recommend watching ice melt in Baileys if you're looking for something to do.
Oh, okay.
It's great, isn't it?
Maybe I'll go get myself some Baileys. It's been quite good advertising, actually.
Great. Yeah, it's working.
I would recommend the chocolate and red velvet highly. I almost think, the problem is, I think they're both limited edition, or certainly the red velvet one is. But I worry that when they get rid of these two and just go, I'll be sort of underwhelmed by normal Baileys.
Well, Brexit's coming, Dave. We should stockpile red velvet Baileys.
I know.
That's a serious option.
Actually, final bit of news before we go, Tom.
Yeah.
It is Baileys related.
Bill Bailey or regular Baileys?
Incoming, your final photo of the day.
Yes. Going to my WhatsApp now.
That's really put me off this whole situation. What is that?
That is Bailey's apple pie, which is cabin fever rhyming slang for goodbye.
Another limited edition that someone recommended to me yesterday.
Right.
What?
There you go. Apple pie to you both.
Apple Bailey's apple pie.
Bailey's apple pie. Cabin FE83709. Oh, cabin FE83709. Oh, cabin FE83709.
Oh, that's our Twitter name. That can also work as rhyming slang for high as well. Bailey's apple pie for high.
Would have been good if you'd have said that without stumbling.
So drunk. GreatBigOwl.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.